Estamos aquí, venimos de Guatemala.
We're so happy to be here, for we're coming from Guatemala.
Y damos gracias a Dios por esa oportunidad que nos dan.
And we want to thank God for the opportunity to be here.
Nos sentimos totalmente bien contentos de estar en su iglesia.
We're so happy to be here today this morning.
Y estamos aquí porque queremos dar gracias a Dios.
The reason that we're here is because we want to thank God to be here.
Y queremos dar muchas gracias a ustedes.
We want to thank you too.
Porque ustedes han sido muy amigos, muy hermanos de nosotros.
Because you've been so friendly with us.
Ustedes han estado soportando nuestro ministerio en Guatemala.
And you've been supporting our ministry in Guatemala.
Muchas gracias porque han dejado a su pastor ir a Guatemala.
And thank you for letting your pastor go with us to Guatemala.
Gracias por los hermanos que han ido a Guatemala.
And we want to thank the people that went to Guatemala too.
Gracias por las señoritas que han ido.
Thank you for the ladies that went to Guatemala.
Creo que comieron un poco mal o durmieron un poco mal, pero sí aguantaron.
He says that you probably didn't eat well or you didn't sleep well, but he's happy that you went to Guatemala.
Así que reciban nuestra gratitud.
This is the reason that we want to thank you.
Ustedes saben que somos misioneros de Guatemala juntamente con mi hermano Reverendo Nicolás.
And as you know, we're missionaries from Guatemala, including my brother Nicolás.
Mi esposa Nati.
And so my wife Nati. My mom.
Amen.
Amen.
Y ahora que nos acompaña Giovanni.
And I'm here.
Que siempre le gusta también la palabra de Dios y el ministerio de Jesús.
And he's talking about me, good things, so that's about
it. Queremos decir que nosotros en Guatemala gozamos de la salud completa de Jesús en nuestras vidas.
We want to tell you that we're enjoying our lives in Guatemala because we're so happy there, we're so blessed there.
Estamos totalmente bien de salud.
We have good health in Guatemala.
Es una bendición de Dios.
And that's a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
La otra cosa, la segunda cosa es que Dios nos tiene con un regalo muy grande, muy lindo en Guatemala.
And the second thing is that God gave us a really good gift in Guatemala.
Y ese gift es que nosotros estamos siempre contentos, siempre felices, siempre gozosos en el ministerio de Jesús en Guatemala.
And the second thing is that we're always happy ministering in Guatemala. We're enjoying ourselves in Guatemala. We're enjoying the ministry in Guatemala.
Eso nos anima mucho a trabajar cada día.
And that's the thing that encourages every day for us to do this in Guatemala. I'm pretty nervous here, so if you please bear with me. So, thanks.
Y los hermanos que han ido a Guatemala, pues saben que trabajamos en la escuela con todos los niños.
And people, if you haven't went to Guatemala, as you can tell, I mean, we were working with the kids in the churches, with the pastors in Guatemala.
En la tarde trabajamos en el Instituto Bíblico con los pastores.
Oh, and then in the afternoons we work with the pastors and the with all the pastors.
En la tarde pues oramos y aconsejamos a los hermanos de la iglesia.
And in the afternoons we also encourage the brothers and sisters in the churches.
Y en la noche pues visitamos las demás iglesias cada semana.
And then in the evenings what we do is we go to the churches and we preach, we go and visit the people there.
Pero una cosa que nos damos cuenta es que como lo hacemos muy feliz, muy contento, pues eso no nos hace que nos sintamos cansados.
And the things that it's a blessing is because we're actually enjoying ourselves in Guatemala and we're actually enjoying what we're doing. That's the best thing, because it's not like a work, it's something that we're actually enjoying.
Y en este mes, en este mes de mayo, pues mi devocional ha sido el gozo de Cristo.
And this month, month of May, what I've been reading the whole month, it's the joy of Christ.
El gozo de Cristo es nuestra fortaleza.
It says that the joy of Christ is our strength.
Si usted hace una cosa bien duro y bien difícil, pero si lo hace con gozo, no se cansa.
If you do something really, really hard, something that is really tiring, but if you do it with joy, you're not going to get tired.
Y esta mañana quiero decirles que nuestro tema es el gozo de Cristo.
And this morning, this is our lecture this morning, it's the joy of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
¿Les gusta el gozo de Cristo?
Do you like the joy of Christ?
¿Les gustaría tener?
Would you like to learn about it?
De repente usted va a llegar a la casa de un su vecino y ese vecino le gusta estar siempre, 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 siempre enojado.
You may have a neighbor that whenever you go to their house, he's always, always upset.
O está triste.
Or he's sad.
O está preocupado.
Or he's always worried.
Pero no está muy, está muy contento.
But this is the thing, we have to be happy by ourselves.
El gozo de Cristo es, debe ser nuestra vida.
The joy of Christ has to be our life.
Amen.
Amen.
El gozo de Cristo debe ser nuestra vida.
The joy of Christ has to be our life.
¿Quiere leer conmigo la palabra de Dios?
Do you want to read a verse with me this morning?
Amen.
Amen.
Vamos a leer Filipenses.
We're going to go to Philippians, chapter 1.
Quiero decirles que Filipenses habla solamente de gozo.
The book of Philippians, is all what it talks about is about joy.
Mire como dice allá.
The way it says in Philippians 1:21.
¿Quiere leer conmigo Filipenses 1?
Would you like to read this verse with me?
Después de tres, leemos. Filipenses 1:21.
I want to read the whole congregation, 1:21.
Okay.
Count of three.
Are you ready? Yo quiero contar de uno a tres, decirles.
He's going to count three.
Y comenzamos a leer.
And then we'll start reading.
1, 2, and 3. Okay.
For me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
Other time?
Again.
1, 2, 3.
For me to live is Christ,
and to die is gain.
Mire usted lo que está diciendo este hombre.
Can you see this verse right here, what this man is talking about?
Para mí, la vida es Cristo.
It says, to me, the life is Christ.
¿Está triste?
Are you sad?
¿Está preocupado?
Are you worried?
No.
No.
Está contento totalmente.
He's always happy all the time.
Para mí, el vivir es Cristo.
It says, for to me, to live is Christ.
Y si me muero, es mi ganancia.
Now, and then, if I die, now it should be a gain.
Sea vida, sea muerte, es gozo para él.
So what he's talking about is if he's living or he dies, he's going to be happy anyways.
¿Podemos vivir así o no?
Can you live like this every time?
¿Podemos vivir así?
Can you live like that?
Es la vida que Dios quiere que nosotros tengamos.
That's the love that God is wants for you.
Porque uno se muere pero por pura preocupación.
Because people here die because they're worried.
Y porque uno se muere por puro enojado.
Or people may die because they're upset.
¿Saben ustedes que mucha gente se muere del corazón?
Have you seen that some people die because they have some heart problems?
Para mí el vivir es Cristo.
This verse says to me to live is Christ.
Quiero que lean conmigo el verso 3.
And if you can go to chapter 1 and verse 3.
Doy gracias a mi Dios que siempre me acuerdo de ustedes.
It says, I thank my God every time I remember you.
Amen.
Amen.
El versículo 4.
And then the verse 4.
4. ¿Quieren leer conmigo?
Want to read with me?
1, 2 y 3. Otra vez.
Yeah.
No tengan miedo. Con gozo.
With joy. Read with joy.
Otra vez. 1, 2 y 3.
Always in every prayer I'm making requests for you all with joy.
¿Se dan cuenta ustedes? Siempre en todas mis oraciones, rogando con gozo.
It says, in all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy.
Él oraba por los hermanos y con gozo.
He was praying for the people, but with joy.
Para él no era una carga.
That was nothing, something hard for him. It was joy for him.
Para él era un gozo orar por los hermanos.
He was always happy praying for people.
¿Se puede vivir así en la vida cristiana?
Can you live like a Christian life like this?
¿Se puede o no se puede?
Do you think you can live like this?
¿Qué dice usted?
What do you think?
Amen.
Qué bueno. Mire, si usted pasa este día domingo con gozo, puede pasar el lunes todo el día con gozo.
If you're happy Sunday, you can be happy on Monday.
Amen.
Si pasa esta semana con gozo, usted puede pasar la próxima semana con gozo.
If you're happy this week, you can be happy next week.
Amen.
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 Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Que el gozo de Dios, que el gozo de Cristo sea nuestra vida.
One of the things that we have to learn this morning is that the joy of Christ is our life.
Si usted compra para su papá o para su hijo o para su familia una cosa cara, pero si está con gozo no va a sentir.
If you buy something for your parent, for your brother, for your sister, it's very expensive. But if you buy with joy, you're not going to feel like you're spending a lot of money.
El gozo de Cristo debe ser nuestra vida.
So the joy of Christ has to be our life.
Ahora le voy a hablar de la segunda cosa.
Now number two.
¿Está bien? Ahora el gozo de Cristo es nuestro ejemplo.
Now it's now number two is the joy of Christ is our example.
El gozo de Cristo es nuestro ejemplo.
Should be our example.
Mire cómo dice en el versículo. Ahora vamos al capítulo 2.
And now we're going to turn our page to go to chapter 2.
Dice capítulo 2 y versículo 5.
2 and then verse 5.
Haya pues en vosotros este mismo sentir que hubo también en Cristo Jesús.
Number 5, it says, your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
¿Quieren leer conmigo? Verso 5.
Can you read this with me?
Por favor, leámoslo la palabra de Dios.
Please read with me.
Aprovechemos este tiempo que estamos en la casa de Dios para leer la palabra.
Okay, we're going to read number 5.
Después de 3. 1, 2, 3. ¿Oyeron? Dice la palabra de Dios aquí que ojalá que haya en nuestra vida este mismo sentir, este mismo pensamiento que hubo también en Cristo Jesús.
So the Bible is talking about that that's the attitude, that's how we have to live. We have to live like Jesus lived.
Amen.
Amen.
En el versículo, ¿quieren leer conmigo el versículo 14?
And then can you read number 14 with me?
Por favor, lean conmigo el versículo 14.
When I read number 14.
Okay, vamos pues. Uno, dos y tres.
One,
okay.
Two, three.
¿Se dan cuenta? Dice la palabra de Dios en este versículo 14.
So in verse 14 it says,
que nosotros hagamos las cosas sin murmuración, sin peleas.
So right, and this verse it says, every time we do something, we don't have to complain, or we can't, or we don't have to argue.
Esa es la clase de obra que Dios quiere que hagamos.
That's the type of work that God is calling for us.
Y mire cómo dice el versículo 15.
And then let's read number 15.
Por favor, ayúdenme.
Please help me with this verse.
Leyendo.
Read the verse.
Verso 15. 1, 2, 3. ¿Oyeron cómo dice la palabra de Dios? ¿Entendieron cómo dice la palabra de Dios?
So
dice la palabra de Dios para que seáis irreprensibles y sencillos, hijos de Dios sin mancha.
So in verse 15 says, so you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault.
Que podamos vivir en nuestra familia, que podamos vivir en el mundo, entre la gente, como una luz.
So we can be a light wherever we go, in our church, in our neighbors, whatever we do, we have to be light.
Amen.
Amen.
Usted en su trabajo le va a decir, él parece que es cristiano, le dicen a uno.
So whenever you go to your job and says, hey, you look at this man, he looks like he's a Christian.
En la escuela le dicen, ella tiene algo diferente.
His kids will tell
diferente,
you,
le dicen en la escuela.
She has something different.
Amén.
Amén.
Porque si usted es enojado, la gente pronto se va a dar cuenta que es enojado.
Because if your attitude, it's always like you're always upset, people will feel it like this.
Yo cuando era pequeño,
when I was a boy,
me ofrecieron un trabajo para ir a un laboratorio de medicina. A un laboratorio de medicina.
They offered me a job working in a lab.
Pero como yo estaba enfermo,
but I was sick.
Yo dijo, de todas maneras me voy a ir, dije yo.
He said, well, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna
porque
still go and work.
Necesitaba un dinero, pues.
Because I needed some money.
Pero ¿sabe qué pasó?
But you know what happened?
A los tres meses.
3 months later.
De estar trabajando en ese laboratorio.
That I was working there.
Me dijo el principal.
The boss told me, my boss told me.
Un viernes me dijo, venga, me dijo.
His boss told me, hey, come here.
Y me dijo en su oficina.
He told me his office.
¿Usted por qué no rinde? Me dijo. Ríndete en el trabajo.
And his boss called him to his office and said, hey, how come you never meet your goals?
Y yo no le contesté.
And I didn't say anything.
Está enfermo, me dijo.
He
¿Usted
me,
está enfermo?
Me are you sick?
Yo le dije, sí, señor, estoy
said,
enfermo, le dije.
Yes, actually, I am sick.
Por favor, ya no va a venir el lunes.
Oh, okay, so if you're sick, don't come back on Monday.
Si usted está enfermo, la gente rápido se da cuenta.
Because if you're sick, people will notice that you're sick.
Pero si usted es un hombre, es una mujer feliz, la gente rápido se da cuenta.
on your case, if people see that you're happy, people will see that you're always happy. You always have a smile on your face.
¿Cómo le ha mirado Dios en estos días? ¿Cómo le ha mirado Dios a usted en estos días? ¿Es una persona feliz?
Okay. How do you think that guy is looking at you? Do you think that guy is looking at you with saying, oh yeah, he has a big smile on his face? Or on your side, it's like, oh, he's always upset.
Dios quiere que usted sea una persona feliz.
God is calling you to be a happy person.
Es que si usted no está feliz, usted no está enfermo.
Because if you're happy, I can't do that. But if you can say, if you're happy, you'll always be enjoying yourself.
Sí. Si usted está feliz, come más.
Because if you're happy, you'll eat more.
Usted está feliz, camina.
And then you'll be running.
Usted está feliz, trabaja.
And then you work.
Si usted está feliz, habla bien a su familia.
And if you're happy, you'll always be talking good things to your family.
Si usted está feliz, trae un regalo para el pastor.
And if you're happy, you're going to bring a present for your pastor.
Oh, yeah. Good friend,
De hoy en adelante, el estar feliz en el Evangelio debe ser nuestra meta.
So, what we need to do is from now on, what we need to do is joy has to be one of our goals.
Tenemos que estar feliz.
We have to be happy, must be happy.
Qué raro que yo estoy en el Evangelio y no soy una persona feliz.
Because it is so sad that we're Christians and we're always upset or we're angry all the time.
¿Cómo es eso?
How can that happen?
Dios quiere que usted sea feliz.
God is calling you to be happy.
¿Sabe cómo fue Jesús a la cruz?
Do you know how Christ went to the cross?
¿Cómo creen ustedes que eso fue?
How do you think that Jesus went to the cross?
¿Enojado?
Was he upset?
¿Triste?
Sad?
¿Desanimado? ¿Desanimado? ¿Qué es desanimado?
Discouraged?
¡Aleluya! ¡Gloria a Dios! El estar feliz cada día en Cristo Jesús debe ser nuestra meta.
So our goal has to be just be happy, to enjoy ourselves.
Mire como dice Pablo.
And
mire como dice Filipenses capítulo 3 y versículo 14.
Now look at chapter 3 and verse 14.
Bueno, vamos a leer después. 3, ¿qué dije yo? 3:14. Chapter 3, verse 14. Okay? Are you ready? Bye. 1, 2, 3. Hasta donde dice la palabra gol. A ver. 1, 2, 3.
He wants you to read until just the first part. It says where it says a present toward the goal. Just the first part, yes.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
I rest toward the goal.
Aha. Otra vez. Time. 1, 2, 3.
I rest on toward the goal.
¿Y cuál es la meta?
So, what is our goal?
Que nosotros vivamos la que.
So, what
el
is the
gozo de Cristo.
So that we can enjoy ourselves, we can be happy in our lives.
Yo le voy a dar un consejo.
I'll give you an advice today.
Si usted no tiene el gozo de Cristo,
if you don't have the joy of Christ,
y usted invítele al pastor.
You need to invite your pastor.
Y está el pastor aquí.
And the pastor here.
Y dígale, pastor.
He said, pastor,
yo tengo un problema.
I have a problem.
Nunca he estado tan gozoso en mi vida.
I've never been happy in my life.
¿Cómo voy a hacer?
How can I change this?
Y el pastor le va a decir.
And the pastor will tell you.
Dios le ama.
God loves you.
Y tiene un plan maravilloso para tu vida.
He has a plan for your life.
¿Y usted lo dice?
Y no se olvide traer el regalo, dice.
¿Cómo?
Y que no se olvide traer el regalo.
¿Amén?
¿Amén?
Y el pastor le va a decir que Jesús le va a poner el gozo en su corazón.
And so pastor's going to tell you that you need to have or be happy.
¿Oyeron, hermanos?
Amen.
Esa es una cosa muy buena si nosotros hacemos así.
This is a really good thing if we do this in our lives.
Es que el gozo nos hace estar sano.
Because if we're happy, we're healthy.
¿Saben ustedes que muchas personas que se mueren y muchas personas que están enfermos es porque no están gozosos?
Have you seen or have you noticed that many people who are sick is because they're upset? They're
out of joy. Usted tiene que ir primero a Guatemala y después se muere.
What you need to do in life, you have to go to Guatemala first and then you can die.
Es que el gozo es... Hoy le voy a decir una cosa, que el gozo es nuestro todo.
Because the joy is everything we need.
Hoy vamos al capítulo 4.
Now we're going to chapter 4.
4 y versículo 19. Verse 19.
Chapter 4 and verse 19.
Por favor, ayúdenos.
Please help us.
Leyendo.
Read in this verse.
El verso 19. ¿Está bien?
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2 y 3. Amén.
Amén.
Yo quiero, yo, por favor, otra vez.
Can you read this with me again?
1, 2, 3.
And God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Mi Dios pues suplirá todo lo que os falte conforme a sus riquezas en gloria.
So he says, and God will meet all my needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus.
¿Quién lo va a hacer? Dios.
So who's going to do that? God.
¿Quién lo va a hacer? Jesús.
Jesus is going to do it.
Así dice su palabra.
That's what the word says.
Así es su promesa.
That's His promise.
Es lo que quiere Él que nosotros le pidamos.
That's His will.
Un hombre me dijo a mí otro día en Guatemala.
A man told me one day in Guatemala.
Ala, usted solo está orando y orando, ya está molestando mucho a Dios, me dijo.
This man told him, you're always praying and praying. You must have the Lord tired. You're always talking to God.
Y yo dije, a lo mejor que es cierto.
And I said, oh, you know what? That's probably true.
Yo estoy molestando mucho a Dios.
I'm bothering God.
Después me di cuenta que era pura palabra de Satanás.
And later I noticed that was actually the word from the devil.
Y después me di cuenta que en San Juan, en el Evangelio de San Juan, dice que cada vez que Dios nos bendice, el Padre y el Hijo se glorifican.
And then it says in the book of John that every time God is... ¿Dice otra vez el versículo?
No. Solo un segundo. Dice en San Juan que cuando Dios nos da su bendición,
it says when God gives us his blessings,
entonces el Padre y el Hijo se glorifica.
So then the Lord and his Son enjoy themselves.
Es increíble.
That's incredible.
Si usted tiene un nuevo carro,
if you have a new car,
de repente sus vecinos le hacen mal a la cara.
Your neighbors or your friends will look at you different.
Pero el Dios que tenemos en el cielo se contenta.
But God will look at your car and is going to be happy for you.
Si usted tiene un nuevo empleo, Dios se glorifica.
And if you have a new job, God is going to be happy too.
Si usted tiene nuevos nietos, pues Dios se glorifica.
And if you have new grandchildren, God is happy for you.
Amen. Si usted tiene una casa más, Dios se glorifica.
If you have another house, God is always is happy too.
Y si usted procura tener el gozo de Cristo en su corazón de hoy en adelante, Dios se glorifica.
And then if you try to get or have the joy of Christ, what's going to happen is that God is going to give you the joy, his joy.
Amen. Dios siempre se glorifica cuando mira que Él nos puede dar algo.
God is always happy for us when he's giving us something.
Amen.
Amen.
¿Te gustaría estar contento estos días?
Would you like to be happy these days?
Es uno de los mejores regalos que Dios nos puede dar.
That's one of his best gifts.
Estar contento con la familia.
Just be happy with the family.
Estar contento en el trabajo.
And in the work.
Estar contento en el viaje.
Whenever you're traveling.
Estar contento en la iglesia.
And in church.
Estar contento con la familia.
With the family.
De todo lugar estamos contentos.
Everywhere we're happy.
¿Te gustaría estar contento en la escuela?
Would you like to be happy in school?
Yo quiero orar esta mañana.
I want to pray for you this morning.
Si usted quiere tener el gozo de Dios,
por favor,
solamente levante su mano.
If you want to be happy, if you want to have the joy of Christ,
el gozo de
lift
Dios.
Your hand and say, I want to have the joy of Christ this morning.
Aleluya, Padre, esta mañana.
Lord, this morning.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Esta mañana.
This morning.
Yo bendigo.
I bless.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name.
A ella. Para la gloria tuya,
to your daughter,
que tenga su corazón gozosa,
that should be happy,
en el nombre de Jesús.
Jesus' name.
Yo bendigo a esta familia,
I bless this family,
en el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
Que esta familia sea gozosa,
so
cualquiera que
happy,
sea su situación,
where their situation is.
En el nombre de Jesús, bendito seas. Yo bendigo a esta familia.
I bless this family.
Que tu gozo esté en la vida de ellos.
Aunque
sea la gasolina está muy arriba.
Even if the gas is high.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In Jesus' name.
Dios Santo, te damos gracias. Te bendecimos para la gloria de tu santo nombre. Yo bendigo a esta familia, Padre. Bendigo en su casa. Bendigo en la familia. Bendigo en la iglesia. Bendigo en su trabajo. Bendigo, Señor, en el nombre de Jesús. Yo bendigo a ella. Yo bendigo con el gozo del Señor. Yo bendigo con el gozo del Señor. Yo bendigo con el gozo del Señor. Yo lo bendigo en el nombre de Jesús. Bendito sea, yo bendigo a este hombre.
God bless this man.
En el nombre de Jesús. Yo bendigo a él. Bendigo, Señor, a su familia. Para la gloria tuya. Bendito seas para siempre, Padre, en el nombre de Jesús. Yo la bendigo a mi hermana. Bendigo a esta iglesia de oración y de fe en el nombre de Jesús. Bendito sea, Señor. Bendecimos a los papás.
We bless the parents.
Bendecimos a las mamás.
We bless the moms.
Bendecimos a los muchachos.
We bless the youth.
Bendecimos a las señoritas.
We bless the girls.
A los padres y a los hijos. Los
parents and children. We
bendecimos
bless the
al pastor.
We bless
bendecimos
the pastor.
A su familia.
We bless their family.
Para la gloria de tu santo
for
nombre.
Glory, Lord.
Señor, llénalos de tu gozo.
Fill them with your joy.
Bendito es tu nombre para siempre.
Blessed be your name, Lord.
Aleluya.
Amen.
Amén. Dios les bendiga. Aleluya.
Amen. Amen. Isn't it amazing that God sends a man from Guatemala to tell the church, cheer up? That's our missionary from Guatemala saying, church, cheer up. I don't know about you, but I needed that. I'm a pretty happy person normally. But I've just noticed lately the wear and tear. How many's noticed the wear and tear? And I think that was a powerful message. Pastor Gregory, muy bien. Muy bien.
Hallelujah.
And as I was sitting there and thinking about the message, I thought, I received that in the name of Jesus to step up my joy. You know, if we're going to win our neighbors, what better way to see them, have them come in as we reach out to them and see us bubbling over on Sundays. And I'll tell you something else. The verse he was talking about in Philippians where it said to come in without complaining and without disputings. Let's step up a notch in that area. Isn't it amazing that we're the most blessed nation in the world, and God sends somebody from a different country to tell us it's time to cheer up. It's time to not complain about what you've got, and it's time to not dispute over little things that's not going to affect your salvation. How many knows, as long as we're in this planet and this earth and this body and this flesh, we're going to have disagreements. And so maybe we should just start off by saying, you know what? I'm going to totally disagree with you here, but I want you to know before I start, I sure do love you. One of the greatest growth times I've ever seen in our church is when my youth pastor, Adam, was mad at me, and rightfully so. I run out of time, and they'd prepare, and they're so disappointed, and there's this disappointment. And he said to me that morning, I said, I'm sorry, and he said, don't even talk to me right now, I'm mad at you, but I love you. I thought, now that is growth. That is growth when you can look at someone that's just really disappointed you and you know, because everything was prepared and the kids and all, and it was such a letdown to them. And so, but excusing my ignorance and my, you know, and myself and saying, but I love you, meant a lot to me. And I thought, now there's a leader, you know. I could appreciate his passion and I could appreciate his words of encouragement and words that says, I love you. So, I don't know about you, but I'm just going to step it up a notch. Let's sing this one. If you're happy and you know it, tell your face. Come on, ready? Come on. If you're happy and you know it, come on. If you're happy and you know it, tell your face. If you're happy and you know it, tell your face. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, tell your face. Let's make that our theme song for a little while. You want to do that? Every morning, just get up and sing that. And if you're married, you have to be real careful not to look over at your spouse and say, come on now, you know, don't go there. Just get yourself happy and let her get happy and let him get happy. Because, you know, let's take advantage of the powerful word that Pastor Gregory taught us this morning. You know what? That we have something to be blessed about. And Jesus said, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. And so I don't know what you're going through. You know, Dennis was talking about calling an angel and checking on his car because they couldn't find out what was the matter. And they said, I don't even know how we found it, but we found it. It's just a little burnt wire, and it's going to be real cheap. It's not going to cost you a lot. Come get your car. Now, he could have complained, and he could have said, oh, I don't know why I'm going through all this, and you know, but he didn't. He just said, I called my angel and asked him to go look at the car. The people don't know, but God knows. And so, and if the angel didn't look at your car, well, God will give you money to fix it, okay? But be happy. Be happy. One more time. If you're happy and you know it, tell your face. If you're happy and you know it, tell your face. And if you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show it. If you're happy and you know it, tell your face. Yeah. All right. Now, here's the good part. We get to give this morning to a wonderful family. And man, He has blessed you. He's raised your joy level. That ought to be worth at least $100 a piece. It's worth more than that to me and Miss Jen, I'll tell you that for sure. And so we're going to lead off giving a lot more than that. So I just encourage you to give the best gift you can. This is for their personal home. They're going to build a home, and if anybody is deserving of a beautiful home, and it's this couple. They have given their lives. And his invitation to go to Guatemala, we're going back in the spring, and if you'd like to go and see one of the hardest working families I know, you ought to go with us and follow them around for about a week. He'll wear you out. Just loving Jesus and loving people. I'm telling you, he gets up early in the morning. Back when we were going out and we'd come in at 10, 11 o'clock at night, he and Nadia would get up and still have their morning walks out talking to Jesus and talking to each other. And I thought, well, no wonder the relationship's so strong and they're so excited about working for Jesus. So we'll ask our men to come, and we're going to bless them before we dismiss. Father, we are so thankful for Pastor Gregory and Nadia and Giovanni and Pastor Nicholas. We ask that you would take this gift, this seed that we sow this morning, and we ask you to bless their lives. Give them a beautiful casa in the name of Jesus, a beautiful home. And we ask that the power of the Holy Spirit would take this gift and multiply it 30, 60, and 100 fold. These are seeds we sow by faith, and we ask blessing upon them in the name of Jesus. I pray over the giver, Lord. Those that will give sacrificially this morning by faith, I ask that you to bring good blessing upon them. And those that are given sacrificially, Lord, if it's a sacrificial gift of $10, God, we ask you to multiply it 100 times. Whatever the sacrifice is to them, we ask you to bless it 100-fold in the name of Jesus as we plant this seed in this mighty family, this godly family. And we thank you for the opportunity to give to them. And thank you for his powerful message today to cheer up the church in America. God loves you, and the joy of the Lord is your strength. What an awesome word. We ask you to bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, do we have those pictures back there? The camp pictures, were they shown? Let's, while they're doing this real quick, let's just, we want to thank the Harriets again last night for a wonderful time, and got a beautiful little farm out there, and this is just a few pictures that we took last night of, you can see their place, this is their yard, and that's the spread we had. We all had to eat and eat and eat and eat and eat, and the joy of the Lord was all over us as we was eating and eating and eating and eating, but we thank them so much for that. That's one of the monkeys there on the ranch. Oh, no, that's Austin, isn't it? That's Austin right there. Yeah. And got the grandkids out there. Oh, don't show that teeter-totter. Them kids said, that's a church teeter-totter. Where'd they get that? Well, we gave that to them because there's Toto and Annie M. What was his name? Gatlin. That's Gatlin. Gatlin, the puppy dog. That was one of Joy's. And there's Maritza. She's happy because Jonathan didn't come. Right there. I get it all myself. There's our host. Hostess right there. We appreciate them, and we're just kicking back and enjoying Jesus. There's a good-looking guy right there. Yeah. Then somebody there on the left made in Japan, and then there's Jim. He's looking for more to eat and more to drink. Right there, yeah. Isn't it a beautiful place? And there's Bill. And Millie in that big chair. I told him, you got big chairs, you got big trucks, you got big cars and big cameras and big guy. Miss Helen. Yeah, and there she is. Suffering for Jesus right there. Suffering for Jesus. Yeah. There's the Murray family. All right. Father, we just thank you today for
a great time that we had this morning and this weekend. We pray, Lord, that this holiday weekend will just shine for Jesus Christ as light. Wherever we are, whether we're with family or walking our neighborhoods this evening, for some of us, we ask you to let us shine forward as Christians. And God, to take on joy every morning. Lord, you've left us the joy of the Lord, and so it's our responsibility to get up and put it on and take it. But it's ours freely given through the power of Jesus Christ, so help us to do that. And while Christians are praying and heads are bowed, if you're here today, we'd like to give you an opportunity. Maybe you've been struggling and going through things, but if you're here today and you need to draw closer to Christ, I'd like to just lead you in a simple little prayer that you can pray either out loud or silently. If you're going through something and you say, you know what, I just need Jesus to be Lord and Savior of my life and in this area. And so just pray this after me, if you would, in your heart. Dear Lord Jesus, be my Lord and Savior. I give my life to you. I give my heart to you. And I ask you to come in and take authority over my life. I want to serve you. I want to be a blessing. I want to know that all my sins are forgiven. And I want to know, Lord, today that my name is written in the book of life. Now, Lord, I belong to you. I give my problem to you. And I thank you, God, that you're working in my life from this day forward. And in Jesus' name, I accept your love and your grace and your forgiveness. Amen. Amen. And if you're a first-time visitor, I'd like to meet you right over here. We have a gift for you, some of the best banana nut bread you've ever eaten in your life, and a little gift we'd like to give to you, and get to know you just a little better if this is your first visit. So come see us, if you would. And let's tell Pastor Gregory again, we thank you. God bless you and have a great weekend.
No dream fulfilled, no 3-minute video. No, no gadget jingle, no big hit single playing on the radio. Thank you. And unseen angels celebrate.